Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi there, welcome to Friday and to this brand new moment. It's Dora. I have a niece and she's the most adorable thing on the planet. Her interests are Frozen, sprinting around her parents' house and asking incredibly existential questions. The questions always start small and get unexpectedly deep. I guess that's what happens when you keep asking why. She asks about everything. Why do we eat breakfast? Why do you have to go to work? Why does she have to go to school? And again, these are innocent enough. She has no idea what she's actually asking. But occasionally, questions that direct actually make me think about the bigger picture. Like I'll be driving home and think, yeah, why do I work? And pretty soon I'm asking myself about the meaning of life. And it made me think about the questions we ask ourselves, or lack thereof. I feel like as we age and the avalanche of responsibilities that come with being an adult lands on our shoulders, we sometimes stop asking real or honest questions. Like, why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we working the job we're working? Why are we friends with the people we've chosen to be friends with? Therapy is one way to start this process, but we can just as easily ask ourselves the tough questions. And even if we don't have answers, that sense of curiosity in our present situation can lead to some subtly profound realizations in our life. I have two friends that were in a long-term relationship. They're both amazing people, and I love them dearly. But they got together right as COVID started. And I think we all know that wasn't exactly a forgiving time for relationships. People were stuck together for really long periods of time, and the phrase, distance makes the heart grow fonder, never felt more relevant. So they decided to go to couples therapy, which, if you've never been, it can be a pretty raw experience. But they did it, and I say cheers to them. Now, in the second session, the therapist had them do an exercise where they were invited to write on a piece of paper how much they wanted this relationship to work out. They had to choose a number between 1 and 10, 10 being 100% they wanted to stay, and 1 being, well, they didn't really want to try anymore. Neither sees what they wrote, and they both give it to the therapist. I remember one of them telling me that this was very jarring because they hadn't actually asked themselves that tough question. So they put a 5, which was sad. But it was also relieving because it let them know that maybe they needed to make a change. And they did. Eventually, both of them agreed to let things go and move in separate directions, which is incredibly sad. However, their relationship was no longer working for them. And now they're both healthy, happy, and thriving. So there is value in asking these tough questions. And also just taking a moment to survey where you are in life. Sometimes it can lead to tough decisions, but I think it's a good thing. Now, I'm not saying that we should constantly question the meaning of life like a college freshman in Philosophy 101, but sometimes let small questions turn into big ones. You might be surprised where you end up. It might be that you're actually pretty happy right where you are. Or maybe you need to start subtly nudging yourself in a different direction. Something to ponder, but not too much. Thanks so much for listening.